All right. Hi, I'm Sam.
I'm Parker, and we fucking hate retail.
Okay, so my pronouns are she, her, and I'm a 20-year-old college student, and unfortunately, I work full-time in retail. I've been watching YouTube since I was around 12, and into 14, I started making Stan accounts and getting into edits and making, like, picture and video edits. Editing was something I was super passionate about, and film became something that I wanted to pursue with my life. And nowadays, I basically never know what I'm talking about at any given time, but I still love to talk and I love to debate. And I'm at the point now where I just don't want to sit around and wait for things to happen. I want to be responsible for my life. And then also, retail is draining the life out of me, so that's why I'm here.
Hi, my pronouns are he, they, and I am also a 20-year-old college student, unfortunately stuck in the grind of retail. I personally don't have a ton of background with, like, the sort of podcast thing or filming, but I've been obsessing over YouTube ever since my family, like, first got internet, and I've never looked back. I have a lot of passion for the things I love, and I can already tell that this podcast is a new passion of mine. I've spent a large portion of my life never feeling complete or like I could ever amount to anything, but I've always wanted to make a difference. I firmly believe that this is the start of making that change in the world possible.
Okay, now that that's out of the way, we met in retail when working at the apparel department
of our wonderful, wonderful store that shall not be named.
Love so much.
Oh yeah, it's our favorite job, you know?
You were already entirely over it when we started.
In my defense, I've been working there a lot longer.
True. I was over it too, but you were like completely over it. And you just like knew everything you were doing because you moved from a different store. You knew everything you were doing, but you were also new. And I had no idea what was happening with you.
It was just like, I'm the new and old person all at the same time. What's new?
Yeah. And so you knew other people and I already had someone I was friends with. And so we just didn't speak.
Yep. Complete strangers, would not talk to each other, and now we're here.
Because then one of our mutual friends was like, you guys are really similar, and we were like, what?
Wait, what do you mean? We're similar? And then we got to talking in the back room, and now we are best friends.
That we are. I don't know how we got here, but the mutual thing is that we both despise our jobs right now.
Oh, hell yeah.
And always wanted to do something bigger than what I'm at right now. Something that's actually going to make a difference.
Ditto. And this seems like the best way to reach out. Get a good start going.
I feel like there's a big plus to it, to us not actually like recording a face cam right now, where you can literally just hit record and start talking, because it's what we do all the time anyway.
Yeah. We're just adding a microphone to the mix, because good Lord knows we are some wild, wild people.
Yeah, there's like just something about us, like since we met, we've spent like pretty much every day together. Like,
yeah,
every time we're working, it's just every second we can, we're just together.
Yep. At work, off work, we're just nonstop.
Like last night, spending like 2 hours in the parking lot of our retail place, literally just talking.
Just talking and, you know, watching them sexy skateboard men.
Oh my God.
We just happen to have the pleasure of having two very attractive boys out here skateboarding in the parking lot for no reason at midnight.
Well, Parker was being a creep. I was playing it cool.
You know, it's just skateboarding's the type, man.
Yeah, you were like, I was trying to like lean over your car and I'll be like so smooth, you know, and you were just like standing there staring at them like, okay, act a little natural.
I was trying to play it a little cool, but I mean, they also had to know I was a little interested, you know. I just can't just
in like the psychopath type of way.
Okay, calm down. Don't call me a psychopath. Damn.
Well, you're staring at the skateboarders.
You can't help it. It's just natural attraction, I guess.
I also don't think the word natural is, like, in your vocabulary. I don't really...
You're not wrong!
I don't think you know how to do that.
No, I don't know what natural means.
I'm pretty sure there was another day where we were also standing in the parking lot, and I said, act natural, and then immediately started laughing because I knew that was not going to happen.
I can't help it. I don't know how to be a person. It's like to be a person.
But it cracks me up, like, everyone has no idea what to do with us at work.
No. We are our own people. We're the double trouble, whatever you want to call us.
Yeah.
and we just create chaos and get work done. But
yeah, I would say work is secondary, chaos is first.
You're right. Times. We just really want to live our lives, and we have so much good energy, and we want to push that out into the world. Like, between us both talking, we just decided that we just want other people to experience this, and we want to reach out to all those people who may not have good relationships with their friends or family, or maybe feeling really alone, and we just want to create this safe space where people can come and listen to us and just feel like we're sitting on the floor at 2 a.m. just vibing and listening to music and just talking about life.
That's the vibe. I really think that friendships can get so toxic, like, especially nowadays. I'm not entirely sure what it is, but friendships just go so toxic so fast. So to have, like, people that can, like, spread some positivity, like, we have some, like, fun banter, but it's never, like, full toxic, because that's not good.
Yeah.
And that's not what a friendship should be.
We both dealt with the toxicity, and we know it's really big in a lot of people's lives, and we want to be able to help you understand that that may not be your life. And you can eventually find friendships like we did, where it's a lot more safe and comfortable and you can actually be yourself.
Yeah, I never like thought with my previous friendships that I would ever have anyone that was like not toxic. Like, I just thought that was my entire life. And now we just laugh and have fun all of the time. I never expected that.
Yeah, it was just like something clicked and we realized that we just are a much better pair than we ever thought we would have been.
Mm-hmm. Like, it was like some weird like fate type of thing. It's just like, it just immediately clicked and overnight, like here we are.
At this point, our lives are like a TV show, and like we feel like we're on a sitcom, and like no matter what, we're literally just vibing. Like, as much as work sucks and our lives kind of suck sometimes, we still can rely on each other and just have a good time.
I've always like had a thing of just wanting to have fun constantly, and that's what it just, like, amplified, like, our time at work, even though work was, like, sometimes enjoyable. Like, it just made it so much fun to have someone to, like, connect with and to, like, bounce off of at work.
Not to mention you can laugh at all my stupid shit that I do.
Yeah, I do. A lot.
All my dumb mistakes. I'm quite an idiot sometimes, and that's okay, you know? I create some humor in our lives at work.
We both have very distinct types of humor.
Oh, yeah.
It's really funny to see it come together.
Yeah. Everybody at work, I think, thinks we hate each other, which is what's really funny, because now we're doing this, and we're, like, we're really vibing and just having a good time, but at work, we just look absolutely angry all the time.
Yeah, I feel like we both look very angry, and I feel like we almost constantly have a different bit going, and
oh,
so
yeah.
No one understands what is happening at any given time.
It's constant fake bickering, but it's all entirely just a joke, and I feel like some people don't understand that that's what it is, but we can throw some shoes at each other, it's fine, it's no biggie.
Yeah, they definitely won't look back at the cameras on that.
Yeah, I'm always a little scared that we're gonna get, like, fired or something just for abusing each other.
True, pure joke.
I
truly feel like one of these days, like, our boss in the back is gonna come try to, like, break up our fight, and we're just gonna be laughing.
Yeah, we're just gonna be having a good time with him, and be like, is this where I need to step in, or no? Like, nobody ever really knows.
And then, as I mentioned to you, like, I feel like everyone who hears our conversations for the past week or so, it's literally just been like, podcast, like, how can we do this? How can we grind? And I feel like we sound absolutely insane. Like, I know for me personally, I have to sound absolutely desperate. I'm just like, we have to get out of here.
Yeah. I feel like everybody's like, are they leaving their job? Or are they actually going to do this? Like, I feel like nobody actually believed us that that was going to become a real thing. And here we are. We're actually doing it. We're living our lives. And we're going to get the fuck out of retail.
I'm proud of us for doing it. Just hitting start is a huge step.
Yeah.
And it's something that takes a lot of bravery, and I want to put a lot of commitment into.
And I mean, we may even look back on this in like 3 years and be like, this was really embarrassing. Why did we do this? But you know what? We're having fun and we're living our lives now. And there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm not going to look back and be like, oh shit, I wish I would have started that podcast when we were talking about it.
Yeah.
At least we started it.
We know we did it. And that's like, I feel like every time you hear like older people talk about like happy older people, and they say, you know, you just have to be able to step up and just do it. Like, even if you have doubts, even if you're nervous, even if you're anxious, you just do it and you'll never regret at least trying, but you will always regret never doing something.
Yeah, it's like that quote that says, like, do the things you're scared of. Like, that, like, applies in a lot of contexts because, like, just putting yourself out there on the internet is very, very scary, especially with how big it is right now. But it's, in my opinion, most of the time, in the end, it's worth it.
Yeah. And I feel like everybody looks back and at least can laugh at their mistakes early on, or, you know, just look at it back with a smile, because those are where you all start. Like, everybody has to start somewhere, and this is our start.
Yep, this is where we're starting.
So, it's good vibes. We're gonna live, we're gonna have a good time.
True. We're jamming to some lo-fi, we're chilling out in the worst fucking place in the United States.
You're right.
And that's the current vibes.
I'm not sure my bedroom is much better. like we already live in like the worst day ever, and then we don't have a setup yet. So we're just chilling, surrounded by my 5,000 stuffed animals, you know, every 20-year-old should have.
We're in the worst state, in the worst city, and on top of that, we're on Parker's bed right now, so not immaculate, but it's fine.
I was gonna say I cleaned up a little bit, but I guess I didn't. We shoved some squishmallows out of the way. It's fine.
What'd you say earlier? Shove some squish around.
Yeah, I was like, Sam was like, I don't know where to say it. And I was like, just shove some squish around. It's fine. Find a spot. You know, my friends will be okay.
Shove some squish around.
Yeah. No. I try to create the most comfy environment possible, just because work is so stressful and I'm so anxious all the time that I just try to create some nice squish. I can just chill wherever I am.
Don't get me wrong, it is comfy, but it also just screams college kid. That's just sad. It's both of us.
Okay, leave me alone.
I said it's both of us.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, depression sucks. And it probably also screams 5-year-old too, but you know.
Somewhere down in there.
Somewhere between 5 and 20, like, there's no question about it. But, you know, as long as I'm having a good time, I don't care what other people think, so.
I think that's a really good outlook to have, like, this early on, just not caring what other people think, because at the end of the day, we're both 20, and we're both doing some stupid stuff right now, but as long as we're having fun.
I mean, I feel like every 20-year-old's doing stupid stuff, it's just we're doing the not-so-stupid.
I want to be productive while I'm doing stupid stuff.
Like, I feel like all these adults, like, really older people are all worried about, like, oh, in your 20s, you're gonna get drunk and do drugs and all these awful things, and we're out here doing a podcast and chilling surrounded by stuffed animals. Like, how bad can we be doing?
Yeah, exactly. I really think that all the adults in our life are very, like, even concerned about us right now. Like, I know I like what I think my parents are doing, like my parents think that I'm doing right now. But yeah, I'm literally just sitting on a bed surrounded by stuffed animals recording a podcast, so.
Like, I mean, I don't know what they're expecting, you know, they're probably thinking the absolute worst, but we're being safe and we're having fun, so that's what matters, right?
It does matter at the end of the day. Like, just having fun in general, like, that's the good thing about having a pair like us working in retail, is even though we have those days that absolutely suck, like, it's still fun. We can still meet out in the parking lot and have a great time and, like, either talk about what's going on in our lives right now or just, like, get some laughs out.
Oh, yeah. We always have, like, the best jokes or talk about memes or some fandom of ours and what's going on with that.
Yeah.
And even though we both may not be interested in the exact same things, it's just cool hearing other people being excited. Like, personally, that's a big favorite thing of mine. Like, I love hearing other people being really passionate about certain things, even if I entirely do not care about them. I'm excited because you're excited.
There's something amazing about, like, someone being passionate. And, like, the thing about pop culture today, like, there's that whole quote that's, like, teenage girls are not allowed to like anything without being made fun of. And I think that's very true for, like, teenagers as a whole regarding, like, fandoms and pop culture. And so I think it's fun to have, like, a space to, like, get all of that stuff out too.
Yeah.
And just be able to talk about what you're passionate about without having, like, the judgment around it and without, like, seeing stan culture even as just being, like, an immediate bad thing, because I'm happy to admit that I'm a part of that.
Obviously.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, that's the thing though, is we want, like, between the both of us especially, it's just we never want to judge each other. Like, I mean, anywhere else you go, like, I would be hated. a lot of people would hate me for who I am. But Sam here is like the kindest person ever and immediately understood what nobody else did.
I just roast you all the time. That's how I
tell yeah, you roast me. You roast me. But I know you love me. And then that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah, that's the thing. At the end of the day, we both know, like, that we care about each other, even though it might be a bit all throughout the day where we're just having fun with each other.
We're just like, I hate you, you know? Fuck like, you. Why, fuck you, why do you do this to me?
You don't know shit about your job.
You're so bad, why would you even do that? But at the end of the day, we're like, you know what? It's all a joke.
You're not that bad.
You're not that bad.
You're my favorite human, so that's fine.
Bless. You know? Obviously, we're doing podcasting. Nobody just does this on the regular.
We're in kind of deep now.
Yeah. Can't back out now.
Is this a good time to say we're just friends?
We're just friends. We'd like to clarify. Somebody has to be straight.
God damn it. I'm always letting someone down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so heartbroken. Why won't you love me?
Anyway.
Listen, we're just trying to appease the parents. Who apparently think we're together.
My parents are never listening to this podcast ever.
No?
Dear fucking Lord, no. It's never happening.
You're just never going to let them know?
Nope. I'll be like, whenever we get big one of these days, and I'm just not going to acknowledge the podcast ever.
Nope.
Like, didn't the vlogs, happen. Maybe, the podcast, nope.
Nope. Didn't happen. We're just going to talk about our lives and shit we don't want our parents to know.
On my resume, I'm just deleting the podcast out of it.
I'm proud of this.
Yeah.
We just don't want parents to know. It's fine.
For sure. But I also think that's normal behavior for two 20-year-olds, is not wanting your parents to know.
That's fair, especially us.
All right.
See you next time.
Yeah, on that note, goodbye.